感谢主让我再次有机会来你们教会来分享主的话语。
We thank our Lord that once again I have a chance to share God's word with you.
在加拉太书的第一章里面，我们谈到两个议题。
And in the first chapter of the Galatians, we talk about two topics.
就是耶稣基督福音的超越性。
And it's the sovereignty of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣的福音是经久不变的，和是从天上来的。
And the gospel of Jesus Christ never changes and is from heaven.
上次我们讲到第二章的前半部分的时候，是谈到耶稣基督的福音是不妥协的福音。
And we also talked about the last time that the gospel of Jesus is never compromised.
其实那是带出一个在基督里面的自由。
It brings the freedom in Christ Jesus.
就是因为耶稣基督的十字架，所以我们不需要再行隔离。
Because of the cross, Jesus Christ's cross, that we do not need to be circumcised.
今天我们刚才读的这种经文，其实也是另外一个在基督里的自由。
And today, the scriptures we just read is teaching us another freedom in the Lord.
其实我们的得救跟行律法是没有关系的。
And our salvation has nothing to do with observing the law.
因为耶稣基督的十字架已经成就了这一切的事情。
Because the cross of Jesus has already accomplished everything.
所以第二章总体上来讲，都是在基督里面的两个很重要的自由。
So chapter 2 actually teaches us two very important freedoms in Jesus Christ.
当想到在基督里的自由的时候，我常常想起在国内的有一部老电影。
And every time when I think about the freedom in the Lord, I thought about a movie in China, from China.
这电影里面有一首诗歌。
And there's a poem in the movie.
你们看这首诗，这生命诚可贵，爱情价更高，若为自由故，两者皆可抛。
And the poem is like liberty and love, which I must have. For my love, I'll sacrifice my life. For liberty, I'll sacrifice my love.
这个圣经诗人们的一个诗，这让我们看到自由是何等的重要。
And this poem is written by a poet from Hungary, and we know that the importance of the freedom.
虽然生命跟爱情价值更高，但是因为自由的缘故，两者都可以抛弃。
And love and life are very important, but for the freedom, one can sacrifice the other two.
但今天我们让我们看到，在基督里的自由是何等的宝贵，更加的宝贵。
And today we will learn that how important the freedom in Christ is.
我们刚才读的经文从十一节到二十节。
And the scripture we just read from verse 11 to 20.
十一到十五是一个背景，我们从十六节到二十节开始讲真正的内容。
And from verse 11 to 15 is the background. And the last, the second half is the most important.
我们开始前先做个祷告。
And before we start the preaching, then we pray.
所以天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
感谢赞美你，因为你爱我们的缘故，把耶稣基督拆到地上。
We thank you for you love us so much that you gave your Son Jesus Christ to die for us.
因他愿意舍己为我们的罪被钉在十字架上。
Because he sacrificed his life that he died on the cross for us.
所以我们这些罪人就可以因着耶稣基督的缘故得到救恩。
So that our sinners like us, because of Jesus Christ's sacrifice, we can have freedom.
不需要像以前一样靠行律法而得救。
And we don't have to observe the law, we get our salvation.
我们更是感谢你，因为耶稣基督的十字架，我们这里在基督里面得到自由。
We also thank you through the cross of Jesus Christ that we have the freedom in Him.
耶稣，你今天圣上的灵在运行在我们中间。
And may your Holy Spirit be among us.
也赐给孩子当前的话语。
And grant the preachers the words that you want to speak.
愿你自己得着当得的荣耀。
May you get all the glory belong to you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.我们刚才讲前面的十一到十五节基本上是个背景，就是保罗跟彼得有一个争执。
And the verse 11 through 15 is the background, and it's talking about Paul and Peter has some arguments.
就是得救到底靠什么？
And what is the one saved? How is one saved?
我们从十六节这里让我们看到，得救不是需要靠行律法而出来。
And in verse 16, we know that we are saved not by observing the law.
那是靠耶稣基督的十字架。
And it is by the cross that of Jesus Christ.
接下来的几节经文让我们看到，在基督的十字架下面会带出一个很重要的果效。
And the following verses we can understand the truth of the cross that we have this effect.
十九节、十二节都提到我们旧的人已经死掉了。
And verse 20 and 21 talks about our old person as death.
同样这两节里面的下半节都谈到我们会有一个新的生命。
And the verse is also talked about we have a new life.
我们先来看第十六节。
And first we take a look at verse 16.
最近我们一起来读。
Let us read together.
既知道人称义不是因行律法，乃是因信耶稣基督，连我们也信了耶稣基督，使我们因信基督称义。不因行律法成义，因为凡有血气的，没有一人因行律法成义。这里让我们看到三个事情。
Here we can have three
points. 就是我们的得救不是靠行律法。
And salvation not by works of law.
好行为不能使我们得救。
And good deeds cannot save us.
我们的得救是因信成义。
And we are saved by faith.
而这是在基督里面的一个奥秘。
And this is the hidden secret in Jesus Christ.
唯有耶稣基督的宝血才是我们有真正的得救的可能。
And only Jesus' blood gave us the possibility to be saved.
也就是耶稣基督的十字架。
And that is the cross of Jesus Christ.
好，我们先来看，好行为不能使我们真正的得救。
First, we look at why good deeds cannot save us.
其实从我们平常的想法来讲
and then from ordinary thinking,
好像好行为使人得救是的确合乎情理
and then good deeds brings saves that seems is possible.
这是我们这个基督徒弟兄姐妹，你如果跟一些真信徒分享福音的时候，他们常常给我们 argue.
So if we believers we share the gospel with non-believers, then they will have some argument over this.
尤其是那些人行为比较好的那些人
exactly those that who have good deeds
他说我行为这么好，上帝为什么不能让我上天堂呢？
He will challenge that I have such good deeds, why God does not choose us and go to heaven?
甚至有些人会这么讲，我的行为比那些基督徒还好一点。
And even more that some people claim that their deeds are better than Christians, why do they be saved?
但是保罗说人凡有血气的，没有一人因行律法称义。
But Paul here says, all men that no one can render himself by their good deeds.
人的称义不是因为行律法而得来的。
And we are not justified by observing the law.
这里有两件事让我们可以看到。
And there are two things we can conclude.
其实在地上没有一个人可以完全行义。
No one on earth can be perfect righteous.
以前我们中国上有些人有句话这么讲，就是毛泽东讲的。
And in China, that China Mao said this.
他说一个人常常做好事是会有的。
And he said, one can do good deeds all the time.
但是一个人一辈子一直做好事，很难的，还是不可能的。
But it is impossible for one to do good deeds all his life.
这是第一个原因，没有一个人能够真正完全的行义。
So there is no one completely perfect righteous.
第二点是很重要的一点，我们的生命非常的宝贵。
And the second is our life is very precious.
因为圣经上罪的被工价来死。
Because of the death, the punishment for the sin is death.
这个死就是永远的死亡。
This is eternal death.
没有一个人可以凭自己的能力使我们这个生命得了不死。
No one can prevent from dying through their own righteousness.
诗人在诗篇里有这么一句话。
And there's a song.
我们一起来读一下。
Let us read together.
成一个也无法赎自己的弟兄，也不能替他量赎价给神，叫他永远活着，不见有怪，因为赎他生命的价值极贵，只可永远放心。所以好的行为不能使我们真正的得救。
So good deeds cannot save us.
因为没有一个人是完全行义的。
Because no one can be righteous all their life.
生命的价值太高。
Life is very precious and cost.
其实这些是有病情的也是这样。
And this is also the believers.
我们知道我们的行为不能使我们得救。
And we know that our deeds cannot save us.
我们因一信耶稣基督得救之后，我们依然可以在众人面前，虽然我们的行为可能不是那么完美，依然可以见证我们的主。
But through believing Jesus Christ, even though our deeds is not perfect, but we can still testify for our Lord.
很多年前，一个主内的跟我讲，我因为我邀请他来在教会做见证。
And a long time ago, a brother that I invited to come to church to give testimony.
他说我的行为好一点，以后我再做见证。
And he said, maybe I'll give my testimony when I become a better person.
其实当我说在众人面前见证的时候，并不是见证我的行为有多好。
Actually, when we give testimony in front of others, not to testify how good we are.
乃是见证我们的主耶稣基督。他在我这个不配的罪人身上有他自己的荣耀。
And in our other hand, we testify the Lord Jesus Christ. He has His glory on the sinners like us.
同样，有些非信徒也讲，等我的行为好一点，我再去信耶稣。
And some of the speakers, some believers, they said, maybe I will believe when I'm a better person.
其实我们永远不可能当我们的行为好到那个程度的时候，能够被上帝接受。
But no one can be accepted by God until their deeds are good.
因为这个生命价值太高。
Because life cost is very costly.
任何的行为不能使我们得救。
No deeds can save us.
接下来保罗讲。
And Paul said,
我们得救是因信称义。
We are saved by faith, justification by faith.
因信称义本身就在圣经里面一直就有教导。
And justification by faith is in the Bible always.
在创世纪已经有这个因信称义的道理。
In the first book, Genesis, there is already justification by faith taught there.
当时在新约里的时候，这个信息显明出来。
But in the New Testament, it will become uncovered more.
所以保罗说这是个奥秘。
So Paul said this is a hidden secret.
当保罗说连我们也信的耶稣，他说连我们也信的耶稣。
And Paul said even us we believe Jesus.
就说明生命的事情不是一件很简单的事情。
So justification by faith is not that obvious.
因为他们一直以来多少年一直因为行律法。
Because through all the years, Paul and others utilized all of those in the law.
这也是为什么彼得跟保罗在加拉太书上刚才读的这些经文里面有这么样的一个争执。
That's why Paul and Peter in the first several verses we have this argument.
我们说这里讲彼得离主耶稣好很近，人家说他是比主耶稣的大徒弟。
And we know that Peter is very close to Jesus, he's the number one apostle.
可是这个真理直到他那个时候还不是很明白。
But justification by faith is not that clear to him at that time. But later on, thank God, he understands clearly. So, Apostle Paul, Apostle Peter, through his book in the first speaker, said this.
我们读这些经文，彼得前书第一章的十八节至十九节。
大家注意
点，知道你们得救。脱去你们祖宗所传有希望的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕无玷污的羔羊之血。所以彼得后来认识到，一个人的称义是靠耶稣基督的宝血。
So Peter later realized one is justified by faith.
所以这比保罗，不是保罗刚才的加拉太书上来讲的。
And this is the Paul is talking about in the Galatians.
唯有耶稣基督的宝血才能使我们称义。
Only Jesus Christ's blood can justify us.
只有耶稣基督的十字架才有可能使我们有得救的希望。
And Jesus Christ's cross gave us the hope of salvation.
好行为是我们的好行为不能使我们得救。
The good deed cannot save us.
也不能行律法而称义。
One cannot be justified by observing the law.
就是我们的得救不是靠自己，也不是靠外在的一些事情可以彰显出来。
So our salvation is not by ourselves or by outside environment.
我们必须依靠一个超越在外部给我们的一个能力。
We need this supreme power of ourselves to save us.
当我想到说我们的得救不能靠自己的功德，不能靠自己的行为的时候，必须靠一个从天上或者从外面来的一个力量的时候，我常常会想到其他尼号这个电影。
And when we talk about the way our faith is cannot by ourselves or by any power produced by others, that I thought about the movie from Titanic.
当我常常跟一些福音朋友分享的时候，就是我们其实每个人都在其他尼号上。
So everyone actually is on the ship of Titanic.
在其他尼号上那些人，他的结果会是怎样的
？So what is their result?
其实当时造铁达尼号的时候，他那个设计曾经这样夸口。
So when the boat was first built, that the architect built it like this.
他是不是连上帝也不能使他沉默
？Even God cannot sink this boat.
但是我们现在都知道，当时的船上的2208的人。
But now we know that the 2008 people on the boat.
只有700多人得救。
Only 700 survived.
这些人得救是靠什么呢
？How they be saved?
哪怕他们中间的任何一个人游泳的能力最强，世界冠军也不能出游。
And even though there's a world champion swimmer on that boat, they cannot save themselves.
除非他靠那个外在的力量。
Other than others, outside power can save them.
就是他们要做到那个小的艇。
So they only like that, then they can get on that small boat.
其实我们所有的人好像都在其他尼号上的那些人一样。
Everyone is just like the person that on that boat.
因为我们都活在一个罪的海中。
We all live in the sea of sin.
结果必定是沉没的。
And this ship will finally sink.
只有靠依靠外面的，在我们这里就是耶稣基督他的十字架。
Only the cross of Jesus Christ can save.
因为耶稣基督用他的生命来换取我们的生命。
Because Jesus Christ used his own life to substitute for our life.
所以我们这个老的生命就可以跟他一起被钉死。
So all the person can be nailed to death with him.
这就是在这的下面。就是保罗在19和20节里面提到两件事情。
So this is what Paul mentioned in verse 19 and 20.
我们这两个经文再一起来读一下，都是上半节。
Let us read the two verses for the half.
我因律法就想律法死了，我已经与基督同定十字架。当我们讲到基督耶稣的缘故。我们会因为信而得到新生命，这个好像比较容易理解。
When we talk about Jesus Christ's cross and through faith that we can be saved, it seems it's understandable.
但是保罗在这里给我们提出了一件很震撼的事情。
But Paul here mentioned another shocking truth.
他说我们因信耶稣基督，我们都已经死了。
He said that because of faith in Jesus Christ that we all died.
就是我们那些旧的人都已经死掉了。
All old person died.
其实我也常常跟一些人这样说，我们因为耶稣基督的缘故，基督给我们一个新的生命。
And I shared with many that because of Jesus Christ that he gave us a new life.
那为什么我们还会犯罪呢？
Then why we still sin?
这是有些布道人讲，我不愿意信耶稣，因为我的行为很好的。
That's why some unbelievers they claim that I don't want to believe Jesus Christ because after that we still sin.
他说我的行为甚至比一些基督徒还好。
And my faith sometimes better than those Christians.
其实这对我们基督徒是一个很大的挑战。
This is a very big challenge to Christians.
So,
even though we Christians believe Jesus Christ, we still have this old sinful person in us. Even though Jesus Christ gave us a new life,
这里是让我们要看到如何对付这个旧我，这是我们要学习的功课。
Here Paul is teaching us how to put to death our own self.
保罗说，我们因为耶稣基督的十字架会得出一个果效，就是我们的旧人已经死掉了。
Paul is teaching us here that because of Jesus Christ, the cross that we have is new, in fact that old self is dead.
就这个，这里只是一个方面可以看到。原来的那个老我已经死掉了。
And the old self is dead.
第二点，这个老我是怎么死的？是向律法而死。
And his old self died to the law.
第三点，这是一个很重要的一个效果，就是我们不再做罪的奴仆。
And the result is we are no longer slaves of sin.
救我一
次。And the old self died.
救我一次这个建议不是保罗第一次提出来的。
And this concept is not just mentioned by Paul.
主耶稣讲过一句话。
And Jesus Christ teaches us.
当然，这是讲主耶稣最自己的十字架的工作。
And he talks about his word on the cross.
我们来读这节经文，在约翰福音的第十二章二十四节。
Let us read this verse from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 24.
我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒。落死了就结出许多子粒来。所以是讲一颗麦子如果不是落在地里死的话，它依然是有一颗。
And Jesus here teaching us if a grain of wheat is not fall into the earth and die and it remains only one.
我相信我们在座的喜欢做菜人都有这个概念。
And we know that everyone loves cooking probably has understand this.
当我们喜欢蔬菜，你把种子放下来，它长出来已经会结出很多的果子了。
When we plant the seeds to plant some vegetables, that they will bear more.
主耶稣讲了他自己为我们死，带许多新的生命来。
And Jesus Christ is teaching us that through his death he can bring many new life.
而这些其实也可以用在我们的身上。
And this also can concept can apply on us.
当保罗讲，因为耶稣基督的十字架，他带出来的功效是，我们已经死了。
And Paul is teaching us through the effectiveness of Jesus Christ's cross that we are already dead.
跟耶稣讲的这个是一样，我们的旧我已经死了。
Our old self is dead.
已经死了，那个新的生命才会长出来。
So that the new life can grow out.
第二点，这里保罗是向律法死的。
And the second point Paul is mentioning here, we died to the law.
保罗在加拉太书的后面一些内容常常会继续谈到律法的功作用。
And in the following chapters of the book of Galatians, Paul also mentions the functionality of the law.
我们讲的律法的功用是什么呢？就律法是叫人知罪的。
And the law make people to see their sins.
所以当我保罗讲我们向律法死的时候，也就是使那是我们知罪的，是律法，也就是使我们向罪死的。
And when Paul said we died to the law, actually means that we died to sin.
当我们向罪死死的是什么意思？
What does it mean die to the sin?
保罗下面说我不再做罪的奴仆。
And Paul said we are no longer slaves of sin.
不再做罪的奴仆，表示我们现在不受罪的辖制。
That means we are no longer controlled by sin.
使徒保罗在罗马书也提到类似的一句话。
And Paul also mentioned the one in the book of Romans.
我们来读这些经文，第六章的第六节。
And let us read from the chapter 6, verse 6.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同定十字架，死罪先灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。所以我们像律法不是死的。
So we are dead to the law.
像律法不是就是我们像罪是死的。
And we are dead to sin.
像罪是死，我们就不再做罪的奴仆。
And we are no longer slaves of sin.
当我们不再做罪的奴仆的时候，就是当人得罪我们的时候，我们的反应应该是什么
呀？ And that means that when people sin against us, that we have the right reaction to it.
我想我们在座的好多弟兄姐妹，尤其已经结婚的，很有这些体会。
And we know that among us, brothers and sisters, especially the married one, you probably have this.
感谢神，今天是母亲节，祝所有的母亲们母亲节快乐。
We send God today's Mother's Day. We wish every mother happy Mother's Day.
但是做母亲的时候，另外一半有时候会做得很不好。
And as a mother, the other half is not doing very good.
这我自己作为一个丈夫和父亲也深有体会。
And as a father and husband, I understand it very well.
有时候我们的太太，我讲我的太太啊。会骂我们骂到什么程度
？Sometimes the wife argue with us.
操你这个死人了
！You dead.
我们并没有死，他为什么骂我死人呢
？I'm not dead. Why she calls me dead person?
所以我们对有些事情很没有反应
的。That's because oftentimes we do not have any reaction with the matters.
所以他在骂这句话，有时候骂出很有道理来。
And I think this is this thing is having its own reason.
但是我这里要带出另外一个很重要的道理。
And I also bring out another truth from this.
保罗说我们因为耶稣基督的缘故。
Paul said because of the Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的十字架在我生命中有果效。
And the cross of Jesus Christ has effect in my life.
我因律法，像律法已经死了。
Because of the law, that I died to the law.
下面二十节他说，我已经与基督同定十字架。
Because I am already crucified with Jesus Christ.
罗马书六章六节是我们的旧人和他同定十字架。
Our old self was crucified with Jesus.
我们的旧我已经死了。
Our old self died.
刚才讲说我们太太骂骂先生说你这个死人，指的是我们对事情还没有反应。
And when I said that to the husband, usually don't react over some matters.
当我们在基督里已经死了的时候，我们这个旧我应该没有反应。
If we are truly died in Christ, that our old self should never react.
这个应该没有反应是什么意思？当人得罪我了。
What does that mean? That means that when people sin against us, we will no longer be controlled by sin.
我们就好像没有听见，也就没有反应。
And if we just like we never heard any sin against us.
其实当我很多的时候跟弟兄姐妹分享的时候，我们基督徒一个很重要的生命的流露，就是如何应用主耶稣基督的十字架在我们身上的彰显。
And for Christians, our best testimony is how we let the cross of Jesus Christ reflected in our life.
基督十字架在我们身上的彰显，一个最重要的果效就是我与他已经同定十字架。
And the most effectiveness is I am already crucified with Christ on the cross.
我与基督同定十字架，就是带着一个很重要的自由。
And this brings a great freedom.
我们在座的弟兄姐妹，如果你常常跟福音朋友分享的时候，我常常会得到这么一个事情。
When I often share with the speakers, I have this.
他们常常说，你们信了耶稣以后就不自由了。
After you believe Jesus Christ, you no longer have freedom.
为什么不自由呢？你不能干这个，不能干那个。
Why? Because you cannot do this or that.
其实我们在基督里是有真正的自由。
But actually, we have true freedom in Christ.
我们真正的自由并不是因为我不能去做那些事情。
And the true freedom is not because I cannot do certain things.
我指的是那些犯罪的事情。
And the things that are actually sinful.
其实我们有一个不去犯罪的自由。
We actually have a freedom that is not sin.
这个不去犯罪的自由，就是因为我们跟基督同钉十字架。
And this freedom is because we are crucified with Christ.
当我们与我们的主耶稣基督同钉十字架之后，当人家得罪我们的时候，我们不会有这个反应。
And when we crucify our old self with Christ, then when people sin against us, we will not overreact.
当我不是所有在座的基督徒，明天人家得罪你，一定都没有一点反应。
I'm not saying all Christians when people sin against you, you have no reaction at all.
其实这也是我们生命的一个操练。
This is the exercise of our new life.
这是我在你们在讲第一堂的时候，我常说这整个加拉太书的整个系列都是让我们看到如何操练一个新的生命在我们身上。
But the whole truth in the book of Galatians that is teaching us how to practice our Christian life.
但今天从刚才这里就是人来讲。
但
是在这个中间你可以这样去操练，你从今天开始。
And you can practice like this.
我相信我们在地上会碰到各样的事情。
We believe that we will face all kinds of challenges on earth.
包括那些人不喜欢你我的。
Including those people that do not like you.
无论是因为你我的信仰。
No matter if it's because of your beliefs,
或者其他方面的
or other things,
或者是人家常常会到处会得罪你
or people sometimes often sin against you.
我想有一点你可以学习操练的是，当人得罪你的时候，你就实现了我与基督已经同钉十字架。
But you can exercise practice this that when people sin against you, you tell yourself that you are crucified with Christ.
我可以不要再去生气了。
And I do not have to get into angry.
我不是我不跟他们一方见识了。
I'm not saying that we're not saying
like that. 其实基督的生命在我们里面，我们可以做到这些。
But because of Jesus Christ life in us, we can control ourselves not sin.
求主来帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
接下来保罗在第十九、二十节的下方。
And in the verse in 19 and 20, Paul teaches this.
新的活人。
And a new living person.
好，这边我们再一起来读一下。
Let us read these verses.
我因律法是向律法死的，叫我得以向神活着。我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。并且我现今在肉身活着，是因为信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。无论是保罗还是圣经其他的地方，常常会有一些很强烈的对比。
And no matter if it's the reading from Paul or other places, that there's a very obvious comparison here.
我们刚开始最开始的时候，我们讲加拉太书的第一章，我们看到天上人，神给我们一个是从天上来的福音和经久不变的福音。
In the first of the chapter of the book of Galatians, that you know that the gospel from heaven.
其实我们是有一个天上人的位分。
Actually, we have this position in heaven.
第二章的上半部分，其实我们在基督里已经有自由，不再受各方面制。其实我们是个自由人，包括我们刚才讲的一部分。
And in heaven, it's true that we are free men, that we have this freedom.
刚才我们提到是一个旧世人，现在讲的新的活人。
And we mentioned that the old dead person now we are in a new living person.
这里让我们看到三个小部分。
And here we can have this three points.
这新活人，我们向神是活的。
And this new living person lives to God.
这里让我有一个很重要的思想的一个改变，看吗
？Here we need our mind to be transformed.
当我们为向什么活着的时候，我们可能活出来是什么一个样子？
what we live to, that we will live to that standard.
如果我们设想一下，
we can imagine，
假如我们或者假如一个人今天他整天待在太平街那里的，
if a person stays in the north，
如果整天是看不死人的话，他的情绪会是怎样？
If he sees that person all day，
除非他的，我讲他里面的生命很特别。
Unless his life is very special，
否则他的身心里的思想一定是受影响的。
Otherwise, his heart is very influenced by affected by that person all day。
同样，如果我们向神活着的时候。
But the same matter that if we live to God, and we should live a very joyful and abundant life, and a life that shines light. So we live to God.
第二点，这样活着的话，就不是靠感觉，不是靠心。
If we live to God, it's not depend on feeling.
接下来是让基督在我们里面活着。
And we have Christ living in us.
我们常常会讲这么一句话。
And we often say this.
但愿我的生命能够活出耶稣基督的美善来。
I hope my life can live out the goodness of Jesus Christ.
我相信弟兄姐妹有这个心是非常宝贵的。
I believe that everyone who has this thought is very precious.
因为我们愿意基督的生命在我们身上活出来。
Because we want Jesus Christ's life to live among us.
但是我要活出基督的美善，并基督在我里面活着是有很大的不同。
But if we live out the beautifulness of Jesus Christ's life, it's different from Christ lives in us.
有时候我们为了
活出基督的美善来。Sometimes we say we live out the goodness of Jesus Christ.
有时候写在马心。
And we sometimes work very hard.
我不知道弟兄姐妹会感觉怎么样。
I know how you feel.
刚才有些牧者说，你们基督徒很苦。
And some of the unbelievers say that you Christians are very poor.
这也不能说，那也不能说。
And you can't say it
or
that. And something that certain things you have to do.
如果说我们要活出基督的样子，而是强迫我们一定要去做那些要做的事情的话，我们可能也很麻烦。
But if we live out Jesus Christ's life is forcing us to do things that we don't want, we don't like to.
这好像有时候我们要挤出一点牙膏，要挤出一点基督的样子来。
It's very hard, just like you are precious the toothpaste of the tube.
但是保罗讲，让基督在我里面活着。
But Paul says, we let Jesus Christ live in us.
基督在里面活着的话，也就是让我的生命由基督耶稣来掌权。
So that means that Jesus Christ has the authority of my life.
当我们的生命让基督在我里面掌权的时候，基督在里面活出的那个美善就比较发得出来。
When we let Christ rule in our life, that the beauty of Jesus Christ's life can live out from us.
好，刚才讲的，我们活着是这个新的活着是向神活着的。
So that we know our new living person lives to God.
怎样向神活着呢？就是有基督耶稣在我里面活着。
And that means that Jesus Christ lives and rules in our life.
让主耶稣基督的美丽。他的美善在我里面自然地散发出来。
And let Jesus Christ's beauty and goodness live out by himself.
这两点跟刚才讲的救死人一样。
And this is according to the old dead person.
都需要我们很多的操练。
And we need more practice.
这个操练就是我们信心的一个操练。
And this is the exercise of our faith.
我们刚才讲了这么几个方面。
And we talked about all these aspects.
我们的得救不是靠行律法。
We are not saved by observing the law.
因为耶稣基督的十字架已经成就这个工作。
Because Jesus Christ's cross already accomplished all this.
我们只要凭信心 就可以得着。
All, when we have faith, we can have this salvation.
当我们得着这个救恩的时候，一个自动的果效，也就是在基督里会有一个真正的自由。
And when we have this salvation, the natural effectiveness of this is we have salvation.
这个自由不仅仅是我们得救不需要行律法，受律法的辖制。
And we have this freedom that is not by observing the law.
也另外一个方面，我们的救我也就不再受罪的辖制。
And all the self will not be ruled by sin.
可以让耶稣基督这个新的生命在我里面彰显出来。
And we let the new life that Jesus Christ gave to us to live out His beauty.
这个好像说起来都是很明白的事情。
This seems very obvious from the we're talking about.
可是我们很多的时候会行不出来。
But all the times we cannot live out.
所以我们很需要很多的操练。
So we need more practice in our life.
一个属灵上的操练。
We need a spiritual exercise.
我常常喜欢讲的一句话是。
Like、
尤其是在我在教周启邦或者苏信召集班的时候，常常会跟弟兄姐妹讲这么一个道理。当我们常常跟主在一起的时候，这个新的生命自然会容易发显露出来。
When we often abide in the Lord, that this new life will demonstrate itself.
如果我们也深深的知道和明白，我这个救我已经跟基督同定十字架的时候。我们也可以行出主要我们行的事情。
If we truly understand, Jesus Christ has already saved us and lived in us, then our old dead person dies, then our new person will live out.
很多的时候我们在主耶稣基督的十字架和他在上面成就的工作好像体会不是这么深。
But oftentimes we don't have that deep understanding of the work of the cross.
有些人跟我讲，你让那些弟兄姐妹如果对主耶稣基督的死好像不那么有感受的时候，让他们去看那个 Passion of Christ.
How many times brothers and sisters mentioned that if they don't have any understanding of the why Jesus Christ died on the cross, maybe they should see the movie The Passion of Christ.
但是我自己感觉我们不需要看那个血淋淋的那个图像才会让我们想到主耶稣基督为我们舍去这么多。
But to me, my understanding is we do not need to watch a movie that full of like the blood and suffering that we understand and know Jesus Christ died for us.
我们刚才唱的这首诗歌我神舍命为你。
And the hymn we sang in the beginning of the worship, I gave my life for him.
我们等一下会再唱两句。
We will sing one more time. 但
是我唱这两句之前，我想把这个诗歌的背景给大家分享一下。
Before we sing, I want to share the background of this hymn.
让我们稍微有点体会，主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的事情，对你我的生命是何等的宝贵。
Let us try to understand how precious the Jesus Christ died on the cross for our salvation.
当时是有一个画家。
And there's a painter.
他打算要画一张膝盖的女孩，就是草帽女孩的一张画。
He wants to paint a picture of a beggar girl.
后来他在街上去找到一位女孩子，要画的女孩子。
So he found that girl on the street.
就请他在他的画室里面准备在那里画那个画像。
So he asked that girl to his office and try to draw her.
可是那个女孩子来到他画室的时候，他就在那里东张西，因为他画在里面有很多的画。
But the girl entered his office, the painter's room, she started looking around.
后来那画家说：“你赶快来了，我们准备作画了。”
But the painter told her that, "Come on, let's sit down and get the painting
done." 可是他盯在一幅画，耶稣基督被钉十字架的那幅画上，定在那里好长时间。
But the girl stared at the painting that is about Jesus Christ on the cross.
他就问那画家：“这个人是什么人？为什么要被钉在十字架？”
she asked that painter, who is this person that nailed on the cross?
他说你不用管了，你赶快来画，等你画完以后再给你讲。
He said, well, it doesn't matter, so come on, let's start the painting. After it, I'll tell you the story.
那个女孩子，那那个人犯了什么罪？犯了什么不好的事情？
But the girl continued to ask him, what did the man do that he was nailed on the cross?
他没有做什么坏事。
And he said, he didn't do nothing wrong.
你赶快来吧。
Come
up there. This girl said, "If he didn't do anything wrong,
why is he nailed on the cross?" He said, "You need to hurry up and
tell me the story, otherwise I will not
do
it." 后来这个画家就把耶稣被钉十字架的故事讲给大家。
So the painter tells the story of Jesus Christ on the cross to the girl.
说那好吧，你现在赶快过来，我们准备画画了。
Then after that, then the painter said, come
and
sit and let's start the painting.
But the
all of his expectations, the girl, after the girl heard the story, and she started crying.
这画家生气，怎么回事？我跟不是给讲给你听了，你还不是马上过来，怎么又在那里哭了？
Then the painter said, why are you crying?
后来那个女孩子讲了这么一句话。
And the girl said it.
她是无罪的人为你我舍命，那我到底为他做什么呢？
She said, he is sinless, but he died for you and me. So what can I do for him?
我能为他做什么？
What can I do for him?
很多的时候，我们对主耶稣基督背经时候讲这个道理懂得很多。
All the time we seem to know the truth that Jesus Christ died for.
包括这位画家。
Including that painter.
他对耶稣基督的背经十字架可以说是道理知道的非常的清楚。
And he knows that truth very well.
所以他画的那个画也非常的奇妙。
So his painting is very good.
把每一个细节都画得这么精妙。
He knew all the details good.
可是他竟没有想到这位背经十字架的，也就是他亲手画的这位基督耶稣，竟然跟他是有关系还是没有关系。
But he never thinks
deeply.
The person that he draws in his painting, Jesus Christ died on the cross,
has
any relationship with him or not.
知道这个女孩子其实是个极不善女孩，讲出这么一句话，好像是一语惊醒梦中人。
Tell this beggar girl that asked him about this story that awakened him.
其实我们的光光景常常也是这样。
And oftentimes our situation is just like that.
当我们深深的知道我们的主为你我的生命付出如此高贵昂贵的代价的时候，我们将如何有个感恩的心
？When we truly and deeply understand the Lord Jesus Christ, how much He sacrificed for us, what should be our response?
好，我们一起来唱这首诗歌。
Let us sing this hymn.
We only sing two. 往往我们明白这个故事背后的时候，你再唱这首诗歌去思想的时候，你会体会到我们主爱你我的这个心肠。
And I wish and hope that after we understand all this, we understand Jesus Christ's love. All right, please.
我们稍微唱慢一点。
Let us sing it slowly.
谢神，他主耶稣把他的生命付出，就是为你为我，使我们能够在上帝的救恩上有份。但愿我们有这么一个感恩的心，使我们这个旧生命已经被基督一同钉上了，像他的新的生命能够在我们里面活出来，不是靠我们自己，而是让基督他的生命在我们生命中上去，让他自然地流露出来。我们先来祷告。
Let us pray。
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Father, we thank you and praise you。
感谢赞美你如此地爱我们这些不配的罪人。
We thank you, you have loved us so much, undeserved sinners。
我们曾经是背逆你的罪人。
We are all fell short of your glory。
但你如此地爱我们，差遣耶稣基督为我们的罪被钉在十字架上。
But you loved us so much, you sent us your Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us。
我们很多的时候看到十字架没有这么样的感触。
Oftentimes when we see the cross, we don't have much feeling。
所以说我们何曾能够体会到你那受苦的心肠。
Lord Jesus, how can we understand that the heart that you suffered on the cross?
求你怜悯和赦免。
We ask your forgiveness。
但愿你圣上的灵常常在我里面提醒我。
May your Holy Spirit, the goodness of the Holy Spirit, live among us and remind us。
让我的心被激荡起来。
So that our heart will be stirred up。
明白你对我的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Understand how great and how deep you love toward us。
但愿让我的生命让你来掌权。
So that our life will be controlled by you。
让主耶稣你在我的生命中居首位。
Lord, you will live, sit in the throne of my life。
是你的生命，圣上的生命在我里面可以彰显出来。
So your good life will live out through me。
从我所周遭的人能够看见耶稣基督的美善。
So the people surrounding us will see the goodness and of the Lord Jesus Christ。
从而把荣耀归给上帝。
May all the glory of Christ to you。
感谢你祝福我们在座的每一位弟兄姊妹。
We thank you who bless all the people's brothers and sisters。
让我们的生命为你所用，成为别人的祝福。
So our life will be used by you and be a blessing to the people around us。
感谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayer。
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name。
Amen。
Amen。